This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whether it's for dry July or just a personal reset, taking time off alcohol is one of the best things you can do for your health. But how long does it take to feel better? And is there any point in just taking a short break? Well, Nicole Lee is adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute, and she's mapped out exactly what happens to our bodies when we stop drinking from the first 24 hours to the first full year. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
What does alcohol actually do to our bodies, both short-term and long-term?
Yeah, it's got a lot of physical health impacts and mental health impacts that we often don't notice until it's way down the track. But obviously there's like short-term impacts like hangover and accidents and injuries and things like that, but also contributes to anxiety and depression and a whole range of chronic diseases like cancer and heart disease later in life.
Now, you've put together a timeline based on the research. What happens in, say, the first 24 hours after we stop drinking alcohol?
Yeah, well, the good thing is that a lot of people notice like nearly immediate benefits from quitting alcohol. If you're like a daily drinker or a near daily drinker, you probably won't get benefit for a week or so later. You may actually feel a little bit worse, so don't be discouraged, just keep going with it. But in the first 24 hours, that's how long it takes alcohol to completely leave your body. And the most obvious thing is feeling more hydrated. You won't feel as thirsty. Actually, your skin will probably start looking a little bit better nearly immediately, because our bodies can absorb like a glass of water in about 5 minutes. So once the alcohol's out and you start drinking non-alcoholic drinks normally again, you'll feel much more hydrated. And that has impacts on digestion and energy and brain function.
I've been asking the Joy Drive family what the benefits are if they've given up alcohol. Sophie in Thornbury says, I slept through the night for the first time in months when I cut back. How long, Nicole, does it take for the benefits to sleep to start to appear?
Yeah, probably most people would find within the first week their sleep will start to right itself, as long as they don't have haven't developed a sleep disorder or anything, but alcohol directly affecting their sleep. It does make us feel sleepy at first. So lots of people, people often take it to help them sleep, but actually it disrupts your sleep cycle. And if you've got a wearable, like a watch that monitors your sleep and other vitals, you should be able to see on there that your sleep's disrupted when you're drinking, which is interesting. So by the end of the first week, your sleep cycle should be kind of back in line and you'll wake up much better. Even if it didn't disrupt your sleep in terms of waking up in the middle of the night, it will have disrupted the quality of your sleep. So most people feel a bit more energetic and more ready for the day when they wake up.
You mentioned earlier that we might actually feel a little worse at first. Is that something that perhaps we should be aware of so that when we do give it up, we know that's coming and therefore we don't automatically go back and have another drink to try and feel better?
Yeah, that is the case. And it's especially the case with people who drink nearly every day or every day like 4 or 5 times a week and they're heavy drinkers. They will actually have developed a little bit of dependence on alcohol. And so when they stop, they often feel worse. Their sleep's a little bit more disturbed. They'll feel really tired. Their stomach's not happy with them. They feel a little bit foggy. That should resolve itself in about a week to 10 days.
We're chatting with Nicole Lee from Curtin University about the health benefits of taking a break from alcohol, whether it's one day or 1 year. Nicole, what happens at the 1 month mark? What's going on then? What sort of changes did you see reported?
Yeah, so one of the main things that people will notice is that their mood is a lot easier to manage. So if you've had ups and downs, especially it can get into a bit of a cycle, like you have a bit of a stressful period, you drink a little bit more than you usually do, and then your brain's not really on top of its game to deal with more stress when it comes and kind of get into this cycle. So people often find when they stop drinking or taking a break that their mood's a lot more even, less up and down. And if they had any symptoms of anxiety or depression previously, then those might start to feel better as well.
So that's after 1 month. What about in terms of what's going on in our bodies, in terms of blood pressure, things like that?
Yeah, so there's a whole range of things that alcohol impacts that most people don't realise. And I mean, one of them that most people know about is weight and body fat. Alcohol piles on the body fat. And people, after a month, people should see a bit of weight loss and body fat, and therefore feeling more energetic. But then there's a whole lot of internal things that happen. So alcohol is a really huge gut irritant. And so every time you drink, your stomach's like not happy with you, and it disrupts normal stomach functioning. So it can cause bloating and indigestion and heartburn and diarrhea. And within the first month, those symptoms usually start to resolve themselves as well.
Looking longer term, let's move to the six-month point in the timeline. What happens after 6 months to a year, say, without alcohol? What kinds of health risks are reduced then?
Yeah, most people don't realise that, I mean, alcohol is processed mostly through the liver. And most people don't realise that even moderate drinkers have some liver damage and fatty deposits on their liver from drinking. And so those things start to repair themselves by about 6 months. And even kind of heavy drinkers will notice that the liver's a lot better, and therefore you're kind of better at fighting infections and you just feel healthier overall. And then by a year, your risk of a whole range of chronic diseases, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, that all significantly reduces as well.
So cancer as well, cancer risk decreases.
Yes, because alcohol is implicated in a whole range of cancers, increasing your risk, but it's actually found to be a cause of 7 different types of cancer. So when you stop drinking, then that risk starts to reduce. And the longer you go without alcohol, the lower your risk of developing those things in the long term.
Nicole, I'm just thinking about this. I mean, I stopped drinking just because I found it was impacting my sleep. I loved a glass of red wine in winter, but I found that I wasn't waking up refreshed. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to cut this out. And I felt better afterwards. But for those who just want to take a short break from alcohol, given that we've just mapped out the benefits over a 12-month period, and I mean, it's hard to argue to not want those benefits, is it still worth taking a short break?
Yeah, I think any break from alcohol is going to be good for your body and for your health generally. And the less you drink and the longer you go between drinks, like days of drinking, the better off your health will be. And it's particularly important for people who, you know, especially as people get into kind of middle age and get older, their bodies just aren't as efficient anymore. And then alcohol added onto the top of that just makes it really hard for your body to work at its optimum. So, yeah, usually people will feel a lot better when they quit, even just for a short period. Any break from alcohol, I always say, is good for your body.
Gee, our livers must be pretty good, though, to be able to recover after such a long period too.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Because some of the research has found, like, quite serious problems with people's liver that have nearly reversed themselves after 6 to 12 months. So it's pretty impressive, our body, how it regenerates,
if we give it the chance. Nicole, so good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That's Nicole Lee, adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University. And for anyone who is thinking cutting back, there's some great support tools available like Hello Sunday Mornings, Daybreak App, Smart Recovery, Counseling Online, or you can call the National Alcohol or Other Drug Hotline on 1-800-250-015. You can also speak to your GP.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.